It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, we'll look at the Pope's recent comments on family planning and contraception.
First, if you've ever stopped into your local grocery store to pick up some beer, you've probably noticed there's no shortage of brands to choose from. But in terms of how that beer is sold, well, there's pretty much cans or bottles for you.
Well, that could soon be changing in Wisconsin. The state's Grocers Association is lobbying for the right to offer growler refills in stores. It's basically a jug of fresh beer right out of the tap, and legislation could soon be coming that would allow for just that. That might be good news for beer lovers, but not everyone is on board with that idea.
Here with us now to discuss what's going on is Robin Shepherd. He's a regional beer writer and beer correspondent for Isthmus Newspaper in Madison. Robin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk the technology first. Can you explain what a growler is?
Certainly. A growler is basically a glass jug or a jar. It's customarily what we see a lot of in Wisconsin are the 64-ounce varieties, you know, just a little short of 2 liters. As you travel around, there are smaller half growler versions. Some states also allow even up to a gallon in size. But generally, they are takeout beer in a 64-ounce container that you can buy fresh beer. Fresh draft beer. And you find them in breweries and brew pubs primarily. That's really where all of this started, is that when particularly the brew pub trade is where you see it a lot. So if you want to take something after you've had a nice meal and you want to take a little something more home with you, you can get your favorite from the taps right there, fresh that night, take it home. There's some pros and cons we can talk about in terms of the growlers, but generally it's a way to bring fresh draft beer home.
Yeah, so let's talk pros and cons for beer fans. You are one. You know many others. What is the appeal of getting this in a growler?
Well, a growler, I think, appeals to those folks who like that image of fresh draft beer, you know, with a nice bright carbonation level. It's right out of the small keg, and you can take it home right there. Now, what we're seeing in the debate whether or not grocery stores will be buying or will be selling growlers is that we're seeing grocery stores express some interest in sort of offering some rare, hard-to-find ones. So it wouldn't be that necessarily what you would find would be the same ones that if you look in the cooler, for example. This is a way to really appeal to the beer aficionados, the craft beer enthusiast, of saying, well, we might offer this draft, this growler, fresh growler of this beer from California or this beer from Maryland. I think it's a way to take it home in a size too that's is actually not bad for a meal of 2 to 3 people. When you think about it, it's slightly less than a 6-pack. So it's convenient. It's fresh. The drawback side of it is that growlers aren't they're not really known for aging beers very well. It's really the side of it is fresh beer. Once you open a growler, the thinking by almost all conventional beer enthusiasts is you need to finish that growler because you can't really get the cap tight enough to sort of keep the carbonation level. Growlers aren't very good for aging, even really big malty high alcohol beers at all. They're meant to be drank when you get them. They're all about freshness.
So, as you said, these are mostly in breweries, brew pubs. Why are we seeing a push from now it's the Grocery Association to try to make it easier for grocery stores to be able to? So I guess the way this would work is I'd take my growler into the grocery store, go up to the tap or hand it to the worker at the tap. They fill it up. I come home with a fresh beer in my own growler.
Well, that would be the one way of thinking about it. Certainly, I think the majority of the places that are offering this service probably have their own growler there.
Oh.
So, for example, in Madison, the Fresh Madison Market has a growler filling station, and they have their own custom growler that says Madison Fresh Market right on the outside of the glass. So you would purchase that growler, or you might think of it as a deposit, because the thinking here is that repeat customers will bring back an empty growler to get it refilled. So that's really, you're right, that's the way it would work. You would go in, you might see a cart that has anywhere from 2 to 6 different kinds of beer on tap. You would say which one you want. They would fill it right there in the store. Then they would seal it with a plastic heat cap to mean that it's packaged there on site and it's not open when you leave the building. and you would take it home. And the thinking is that you have that growler as sort of a commemoration of that experience. You'd bring it back and have it filled right there on the spot again a few days later.
So right now, as you mentioned, there are a couple of grocery stores around the state that do this. But in effect, as I understand it, they have to get a tavern license. They have to be licensed like a bar would be. Is that right?
The way Wisconsin is looking at this is that Class A liquor license, if you think about those are basically the convenience store and what majority of grocery stores have when they sell packaged products of beer and wine. To do a growler fill, the way it's looked at on the state is that they would have to have a Class B liquor license, which are bars and taverns. You're filling something. So that's the debate. The Wisconsin Grocers Association is promoting a revisiting of what the Class A license is about to allow that fresh fill, seal, package right there on site, and you'll go out with it.
So you get that Class A license, but now it encompasses that growler refill.
That's correct. Now the stores, though, that are doing it now in the state, Madison has one, Milwaukee has a few stores that are already doing growler fill stations. It's my understanding that those grocery stores have already gotten a Class B license
like a tavern.
Right. There's another interesting model that's emerging in all of this, and they're basically growler filling stations, which are packaged stores where you would go in, and that's what they do. Doesn't really confuse it with the food at all, but you would go in, and it might be a liquor store, and you would just go in, and they would have the growler filling station, and they cater to people who love growlers.
Now, the Grocers Association, often prefixed with the powerful Grocers Association, is in favor of this. The Tavern League, often noted as the powerful Wisconsin Tavern League, is against it.
I think that's how you would probably draw the lines, is that those two would be on both sides of that. And in the middle, you have the Wisconsin Brewers Guild, maybe even the distributors, I think, to a certain degree. I'm not speaking for them, but I think those entities are kind of waiting to see how the bill gets shaped and what it looks like. It's my understanding the bill hasn't really surfaced yet. It's been promoted by the Wisconsin Grocers Association for probably over a year, maybe even longer. They've been talking about wanting to see these changes.
Okay, this could be a big lobbyist off there in the Capitol. One argument, and we hear this from people worried about things like drunk driving, a culture of alcohol in the state, is we already got a lot of options on places and ways to get alcohol in the state. Is this just like one more drip here, making it easier to get booze?
I think that's an argument that will be made in this. That has to be brought into the consideration. The public will be brought in, obviously, as we talk about changes in legislation, and that's a consideration that we need to explore in this state.
Well, one more thing I want to explore before we let you go, Robin. We were talking during the news. We don't know where the word growler, or I don't know where the word growler came from. What's up with that?
Well, there's some really fascinating historical kinds of yarns and legends about it. The one that I really enjoy is the growler emerged from the working class of Europe in the 1700s, and it was a container, basically an open pail. And what happened is that the workers, whether you were in the factories or the shipyards, you gave the kid a nickel, and they went down to the tavern where they filled the pail. Mm-hmm. And as the pail was slid across the bar, it made a growling sound.
Huh. Okay,
so that's the legend that I prefer. You can also sort of extrapolate that it took it, the beer was taken back to thirsty workers who had growling stomachs.
All right, we don't know which one is true.
Pick your own.
Pick which one we like to believe. All right, well, Robin, thanks so much for being here and telling us what's going on.
My pleasure. It was fun.
That's Robin Shepherd. He's a regional beer writer and beer correspondent for Isthmus Magazine in Madison.